Welcome to Puentes a la Comunidad, Bridges to the Community. Hello, I'm your host, Emily Guerra. My guest on this edition is president of Los Cita Productions, Teresita González Corral, to talk to us about Festival del Bolero, the first bolero festival in El Paso this month. Thank you for joining me on Puentes.
Thank you for having me, Emily. Really an honor to be here.
You're welcome. And it's an honor to have a former Mrs. New Mexico 1994 with me. Tell me a little bit about that.
Well, that was quite an experience. You know, I've judged many pageants, and then I was asked to compete. And in judging, it gave me such a greater appreciation and respect for the contestants and what they go through. So it's been a very valuable experience for me, which to this day I continue. I just judged Miss New Mexico in January, who was first runner-up, and Miss USA, Alejandra Gonzalez. No relation.
And you've also been ambassador and advocate for the arts, and one of the highest awards from the Doña Ana Arts Council was the Papen Family Award you received in 2016.
Yes, truly humbled by the recognition by my hometown, my community. So it was a very prestigious award for me. And, you know, the Papen Family Award honors individuals who demonstrate exemplary commitment to the arts through leadership, service, and or financial support. But in looking at the list of past nominees, I was truly humbled. I didn't even feel worthy. I haven't done things like, you know, our late Mark Medoff, who was also a past recipient of the Papen Family Award, but it truly has been a humbling honor.
Well, you've done a lot of things in the arts, as far as activities, the Big on Boards, and helping out with the Girl Scouts of America. There's so many other organizations as well that you've been a chairman for. The American Cancer Society.
With the American Cancer Society, what they had always done is a polo with a purpose. And as the chairman stepped down, I stepped up. I was on the board and grew the event from 400 people to 2,000.
And you've been with the Board of Governors for the Diocese of Las Cruces, a chairman at one time.
Yes, actually, the diocese, of course, they hold a very special place in my heart, and there's always a great need. We have 44 parishes, so it's very hard to raise funds through just a dinner or so forth. And so I started talking to them about doing benefit concerts, because a benefit concert brings in so much more than a dinner. Those are all very important fundraisers, but you sometimes need to make a lot more money. They needed money to send seminarians for classes and housing and priest retirement. So we really want to help the diocese even more. Right now they're trying to build a new church in Santa Teresa, New Mexico. So we're hoping to have a benefit concert for them and also bring a guest speaker in August, and we'll be announcing that as soon as it's confirmed.
And you are active with several nonprofits and fundraisers. Currently, you're on the advisory board for El Paso Pro Musica and their foundation.
Yes. Currently, Zul Bailey is our artistic director and Felipe Solis is our executive director. So I've been past president and have sat on the board as well. And now I've stepped down and I sit on the advisory board for the foundation as well. Not only the Pro Musica board, but also for the foundation, through which is managed through Paso del Norte Foundation. Another board that I sit on also that is the Power of the Purse, which we started 2 years ago. And this year, our Power of the Purse is August 24th here in Las Cruces. And it consists of ladies donating purses, and then we resell them, some in live auctions, some in silent auction, and then we donate all the proceeds to a nonprofit organization. I also sit on the advisory committee for El Paso Film Festival. Dr. Carlos Corral is the artistic director for El Paso Film Festival. This will be our second year of a film festival, also in El Paso at the Plaza Theater in conjunction with the Museum of Art, and that'll be in October. And now I have started Los Cita Productions, as encouraged by my husband, Dr. Carlos Corral, who always has been, the wind beneath my wings, so to speak, and encouraged me to go back into the music business, which I love. And so we came up with the name Los Cita Productions, LOS for Carlos and ITA for Teresita.
So tell me a little bit more about Los Cita Productions.
Well, I wanted to start a company that would focus on bringing more concerts. I know here at New Mexico State, we've really had the honorable Mother Hubbard that has brought many concerts, but I always wonder why we don't bring concerts like Andrea Bocelli, Jennifer Lopez, Bruno Mars. We haven't had Madonna here, things like that. And so in doing this business, I'm hoping to bring a whole different series of artists that have never come to El Paso. I've noticed now in El Paso, they are also trying to focus through Live El Paso to bring artists that perform all around the region but don't perform in El Paso. And also continue to do benefit concerts to help nonprofit organizations as well. I really enjoy doing that.
And your love of music and your passion of music has also continued with your Losita Productions.
Emily, my love of music stems from my childhood. My parents were very talented. My father is a guitarist and my mother was a singer. They had a trio and a mariachi group and were always performing. So as a child, I would travel with them to all their performances and just sit backstage, just mesmerized by their performances. And to this day, I mean, I credit them for my love of music.
You've done several concerts for nonprofits, right, as benefit concerts?
Correct. We've brought Vicky Carr, which helped with the scholarship fund for the SWAHOP, the Southwest Association of Hispanic American Physicians in El Paso. We've brought Little Joe for the Centro Mujeres in El Paso. We've brought Barbara Padilla to help with the diocese, just various artists throughout the years.
And now, Festival del Bolero. It'll be held next week, Friday, May the 24th at 8 p.m. at the Plaza Theater in El Paso. What can we expect?
Oh my, we'll talk about a romantic evening. As you know, bolero is a very romantic music. So we will have the performance of Raúl de Blasio, the prestigious pianist from Argentina, and Carlos Cuevas, that comes from Distrito Federal, Mexico. They will be serenading us for probably more than 2 hours. Mr. de Blasio not only is incredibly talented, but he is bilingual. So the concert brings a lot of enjoyment, not only through his music, but through his jokes and his interaction with our public. He loves poking fun at his music and also very romantic. So it's a very entertaining evening, and we really appreciate that he communicates in both languages for all of us, because it appeals to all different ages, to all different nationalities. And so I think we're in for a treat.
One of the songs that he played with, Juan Gabriel, Querida, Beloved, and he's on the piano, right?
Correct.
And most of his music is piano. He's done tangos as well. There's a CD called Tango, de Blasio and Carlos Gardel, and we can listen to a little bit of one of those songs as well. And now, music about Carlos Cuevas. You said he was from Mexico City, Mr. Bolero.
Yes, Carlos Cuevas is very romantic. He's grown up in a very musical family himself. His sister is Aida Cuevas, which I believe they called her La Reina de la Ranchera, Queen of the Ranchera music. And so they've also performed together. But Mr. Cuevas is just a wonderful, wonderful, talented performer, beautiful voice, and he is really known as the true interpreter of boleros throughout the world. He's performed globally as well as de Blasio, and just has the most romantic voice. And the repertoire is quite beautiful, especially things like Historia de un Amor,
A History of a Love. Boleros, of course, are the romantic songs that yes. tell stories. What other songs do you enjoy of his?
Well, the one that I always love, of course, is Sabor a Mí, or Solamente Una Vez, Dos Gardenias. There's just so many that are my favorites. He's on my playlist, as is de Blasio. And then, of course, Emily, every time you play him, you know, it just touches my heart. But all the music that he plays is from very wonderful past artists. And the history that comes with boleros, you know, that it originated in Spain is what I've been reading. There's really nothing that clearly states that it originated in Spain. But then from there, it carried on to Cuba. So it'll be the most beautiful evening. We really encourage everyone to attend, and hopefully we'll get a good attendance for this concert.
Where can they get tickets?
Actually, tickets are available on Ticketmaster and the Plaza Ticket Office. Tickets range from $59 to $150.
El Paso's not that far away that Las Cruces can go attend this concert.
Correct. And, you know, it's Plaza Theater. There's a lot to do there. There's places to go to dinner, make it a beautiful evening. We're having the most beautiful weather right now, and it's 40 minutes away. Also, we have transportation, you know, from all these different companies that cater to driving people to the airport and to hotels. So we need to take advantage of also of our community services and utilize them if you can't drive.
What brought the idea of doing a Festival del Bolero?
Well, you know, there hasn't been a Festival del Bolero that we know of. So our families and Francisco Cabral, we've decided that this would be a beautiful thing to start. And so this is our first concert. And so we will be continuing it and hopefully growing it throughout the years with different artists that perform and sing boleros. There's many artists.
And what can we look forward to for the next Losita production?
Well, actually, we're working on Natalia Lafourcade, and we're working on Pitbull. And we're hoping to bring more concerts to Las Cruces. Right now, we feel because El Paso is kind of the medium between Las Cruces and Juarez, about us creating this cultural corridor. So the majority of our concerts right now we're focusing in El Paso, but we are really hoping to expand to bring them to Juarez, to Las Cruces. I would love to bring more concerts to Las Cruces, of course.
There's places that are growing with the Las Cruces Convention Center. There's yes. the Pan American at New Mexico State University. Well, we look forward to El Festival del Bolero next week, Friday, May 24th at 8 p.m. at the Plaza Theater in El Paso.
Thank you so much, Emily, and hope to see you there.
Thank you. Teresita González Corral, president of Losita Productions. For KRWG Public Media, I'm Emily Guerra.